Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the News Hour. Today we're going to go abroad and discuss some things that have been happening in Russia. Of all places, things may be actually better in Russia than they are in some of our beleaguered Democrat-controlled parts of the United States, where gun control is being clung to bitterly, and the crime rates still stay high because, obviously, defenseless people make great targets for criminals. And I suspect that we're going to find out that they've had some different experiences lately in Russia. Maria Butina is an activist who has started an organization. And I'm sorry, Maria, I didn't get the name of the organization when our mutual friend Charles Van Veek told me about your work over there in Russia. So let's start from the very beginning. What have you been doing? What did you get started?
So 4 years ago, I founded the organization that's called The Right to Bear Arms. It's very simple. In Russian version, it's called Pravo na oruzhie, which means absolutely the same, the right to bear arms. And for 4 years, we just started with a small meeting of just 10 people, and now it's all Russian. It's the largest organization in Russia that promotes gun rights, self-defense rights, and now we have more than 10,000 members all over Russia, and as well as 76 offices around the country. So you should know that in Russia, it's like your state. We have 85 regions that we call regions. It's like your states, but our laws about gun rights, they are all federal, which means that they're equal absolutely for each state of Russia.
So if you have a good law at the national level, everybody benefits, and if there's a bad law, everybody suffers.
And you are absolutely right. To be honest, this is the biggest problem for Russia because in the states, and I had been there a lot of times and visited many states, different states. Yes, we have different laws, but your community, local community, state community could influence somehow to pass new laws, to change the laws. In Russia, it's very hard because you have to promote it only and work with our parliament. So it's national level, and to change some laws, it's really very hard.
Would it be fair to say that at your national level, the parliament is dominated by the larger metropolitan areas?
Yes, we could tell so. And some members of our parliament, they are, for example, members of our organization, they are pro-guns, and it's easy to communicate to them. But some, they are anti-gun, and they just afraid people with the guns. So it's very close to the situation in your democratic states, when really high crime rate, we have the highest crime rate in Europe, as well as deep problems with the self-defense laws. So thanks to the activists of the right to bear arms and our supporters, we passed the Castle Doctrine in Russia previous year, but we have a problem that our president still hasn't signed this. So it's like passed, but not yet.
Wow. a little civil disobedience there on the part of the president. Is that Medvedev?
We are talking about our current president, Vladimir Putin.
Oh, okay. Yes, I would not imagine that a KGB colonel would be all that enthusiastic about having mere citizens running around with guns.
Yes, we have guns. And it's sometimes when I talk to foreigners, they are very surprised that in Russia it's allowed to have guns, but only some types of guns, and the procedure is very hard to get a permit, so like license. And we now have in Russia more than 5 million people who are gun owners, and they have shotguns, but for hunting only, and rifles, but to have a rifle, you need to be, it's very strange, but you have to be an owner of the shotgun for 5 years without any troubles with law, and then after 5 years only, you will have permission if you want to buy a rifle. And so it's like no self-defense, in fact, because we are not allowed to have pistols and revolvers in our property.
Wow. Now, I can imagine why the five-year rule, shotgun only before you get to a rifle, that's just a form of gun control. Or did they have some supposedly rational explanation? You prove yourself as a responsible citizen with a shotgun before you're allowed to have a rifle?
It's absolutely strange, because anyone who knows just a little about guns understands that there is it's no meaning to do this, to have like 5 years without any problems, to have some types of guns, to buy another type. It's really stupid, because if you want to do crime, legal guns, they don't do crime, and in Russia as well. But if you want to do some crime, it doesn't matter what gun you use, and shotguns and rifles, they are both dangerous, if we are talking about dangerous guns.
Now, but I'm shocked. You mean criminals don't obey the gun laws in Russia either?
It's a big surprise. Yes, it's probably for some other countries, but criminals, you know, they for some reason they don't like gun laws and they don't accept them. It's very strange. It shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's so hard to understand. And the politicians, I think, sometimes somewhat believe that. They certainly think we might believe that. And that's their story, and they're sticking to it, even if we're all laughing at them for putting that forth as their reason. It's just amazing.
Really, when I came the first time at the National Rifle Association meeting, it was, I think, 2 years ago, I was very surprised how close, how similar are the arguments that we use. They're absolutely the same. So politicians always think that the more gun control we have, then less crime we have. But this is absolutely not right. The more you control guns and people don't have rights to have legal guns, then more crime you have. It's obviously, but politicians, they don't understand that.
Maybe they understand. They just want to that's the best they can come up with. That's their story. And if you don't believe it, well, that's too bad, because that's why they're in power. They know things better than we do. And I'm sure that Mr. Putin certainly is of that opinion, that he knows better than just about anybody else. He would fit in very well in a lot of places here in the United States, actually.
We asked a lot of questions of our parliament, so people of the State Duma, it's the name of our parliament who passes the law. Okay, we are already allowed to have guns. This is 5 million people owning guns. 6.5 million people, million guns on our hands. Legal guns. So, okay, why you don't allow us to have pistols and revolvers? Where is logic? So if they are afraid of some oppositional activities with the guns, but we had already in 2012 some oppositional activities, no legal guns there. We have guns. What is dangerous in pistols and revolvers? This I don't understand.
Do any civilians manage to get handguns?
This is a very smart question.
Legally?
Of course, there are ways. So, we are talking about Russia, actually. So, for ordinary citizens, it's not possible. You could go to the shooting club, you can rent the gun, but you cannot have it at home. So, keep and bear, it's not allowed, like a property. But we have special types of guns that called like a warden gun. So when some ministry or some other country gives you like a present, like a medal, this gun.
Now let's return to that when we get back from the break. That's interesting. Talking with Maria Butina, she is an activist who has been with the Right to Bear Arms in Russia. We'll be back.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Maria Butina, of Right to Bear Arms, a Russian pro-Second Amendment organization. And yes, there is Second Amendment, as we would call it, pro-gun politics in Russia, live and well, as you can hear just now from the conversation that Maria and I have been having. And like any good freedom activist, I gather they have been pushing the limits that have been arbitrarily imposed by the elite. The elite, of course, there as well as here, doesn't trust the people with guns, really. And they've made it as difficult as possible to get even the guns that are legal, the rifle, not so much, the shotgun mostly. And Maria, just as we headed into the break, you were talking about how somebody might get a handgun. It sounds like the easiest way for you to get a handgun would be if I were to send you a present from Gun Owners of America. You could have that, but you can't go to a store and say, I'd like to get that .357.
The problem is that in this case, if you send me a gun, it's not allowed to send guns at all in Russia. But if I somehow, without a license, would have a gun, I would be in prison for 5 years. It's very strict law. Wow. And talking about these types, I like a special type of guns that I should remember, remind you one Soviet joke about that. It's a Russian phrase, and Russians, they say in this case like this. Everyone is equal, but some people are more equal than others. So, there are ways.
You know where that expression comes from, by the way? That is a very well-known expression. And the first time I'm aware of it being used widely in English was George Orwell, the English socialist,
yeah,
who was very disillusioned with socialism. And
yep,
he came up with that in his novel Animal Farm. Where obviously all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others.
Yeah, I watched just Russian version, and I know this phrase from the Soviet practice because it's not about movie or about some poem story for us. It's our reality. So, and I could tell you for sure. So, if you want to have gun, to have a handgun, what you should do, and it could be given you as a present from some ministry or some other foreign country for your like special activities. That could be, you could be a soldier and you might do something great in the war, or you might do some great things for Russia. So, it's, there are no laws about that, which means that they could decide if you deserve this or not. So here is the problem, because some few people in Russia, they have these guns. Some of the, these people, they really deserve this because they are Russian heroes, and I understand. But some people, unfortunately, there are cases when they just pay a lot of money and they have to have a handgun to keep and bear. Then others, they just don't have such relatives or friends, or just don't have any money for doing that.
So the, what you're saying, it sounds like, is that if I know somebody in a bureaucracy and they do whatever paperwork they need, they can say, well, Larry Pratt's really a great hero here in Russia, and he's done some wonderful things. Maybe they even give me a sheet of paper listing the wonderful things that I've done, and therefore we're going to give him a .357. Is that kind of how it might work?
It sounds like this, but if you're just only Russian citizen, because it's not allowed for foreigners, yes, to have guns in Russia.
I should have said Lavrenti instead of Larry.
It's like this. So, and we don't have a Second Amendment. Probably you know that. It's, so the gun rights are not in our constitution. It's federal law, which means that sometimes our parliament, they just change the law. For example, a lot, like last changes were that they don't allow to people who are not more adult than 21 years old to have a gun. So it's very strange because before it was 18 years, you should be 18 years. Now you should be 21. And we asked a lot of questions. Why 21? Why not 22 or 23 or, I don't know, 30 years or 15? So what is the reason? They couldn't explain the reason. So just because. And this is, it makes me really sad because you have a dialogue. You try to ask the person, why do you think so? You have no answer.
Well, I'm glad you're asking these questions and putting them on defense. I think that's the only way that you're ever going to see changes being made. And I realize a lot of these people in power, it's hard to embarrass them. And just because you ask them questions they can't answer, that's not initially enough. But I think over time, if enough people laugh at them, they can't stand that. And that's where some change could be coming, if we just laugh long enough and hard enough at them.
In Russia, I should tell you that it's some different way. What we do is we have some people in our government, in high positions, that are programmed. And they really help us. They are honorable members of our organization. And this is the way how it works. So we don't have, we usually tell that we don't have any opposition. We just have people in the government who just not completely understand what they're talking about. And we are trying to involve them in shooting, yes, in like such types of sport shooting or practical shooting. We ask them to go to the shooting range to look at people, just ordinary middle class, these strong Russian men who are on the shooting range taking part in competitions with their children and wives. And sometimes, you know, their position changes. It's great. This is the way of how it works in Russia.
That's not a very threatening picture that you just painted, and I think that's a very good idea. That's worked somewhat similarly here. The people that have an almost irrational fear of firearms, if they can ever be introduced to them gradually in a non-threatening fashion, many times they find that, gee, that was kind of fun. When can we do this again? But it obviously has to be done carefully. And the first time shooter, you don't give them a 357 or a 45 that's going to kick right out of their hand. You give them a 22 and you let them see how they can put a hole in a piece of paper. And that was kind of nice.
19, and this is the way how it really works. And as well as it works with journalists. So we have a lot of people in media, they're just afraid of guns. And when I ask, why do you afraid? They just tell that, you know, because this is a gun. And after this argument, I just tell, oh, no. What do you mean? So, and if you want to change the opinion, public opinion, just involve journalists.
Well, let's suspend right at this point. We'll come back on this campaign that you have to educate the public, and especially journalists. I think you put your finger on a place where we need to be active, talking with Maria Butina of Right to Bear Arms in Russia.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today, I'm having a conversation with Maria Butina of Right to Bear Arms in Russia. And Maria, before we run the time available and forget all about it, how can people get to you? Do you have a website? Is there some way people can get information and contact you?
Yeah, it's a good question. We have we do have a website. So of course it's in Runet, I mean Russian internet, so you could find it, or just add such letters as ongun.ru. That's done. And of course, but we usually focus on social networking because it works better. This is the way how we form our offices, because now people there, I don't know about the United States, but in Russia it's more important and easy for people to just go on their page and read news on Facebook or other types of Russian versions of networking, and it's better. So we focus not on website, but in such things as Facebook. And there are a lot of journalists there.
And on Facebook, they would call up Right to Bear Arms?
Yeah, you could find it the right to bear arms, and you can read news, and you could easily write me an email or just message on Facebook or to any person in our organization. We are very famous, I mean, in Russia, in public sector, that we always reply to people, even if the question seems to be silly, but this is like a style of the work of our organization. If you have a question, we will answer. As well as we have free, so without any charge, a hotline all over Russia. So if somebody is in trouble, for example, in self-defense case and doesn't know what to do, you could usually 24 hours a day call our hotline and ask some help if you need this.
Excellent. That is terrific. You have come from no organization at all to, I would, from what I'm hearing, say a very well-developed level of organization and service in a very short period of time. This is fabulous.
It's all thanks to the members and supporters of our organization. You know, it's the specific of people what we have in our organization. Unfortunately for me, women are not active in Russia in gun rights at all, which means that we have, I think, 1% from all our members, they're women. Mostly this is men. Mostly this is like middle class. They have families. They have private property. And in most cases, they have some business. And so they have what to lose and what to defend. So they are pro-gun. And to have a gun rush in Russia, it's rather expensive. So which means that usually this is like they have good a level of earnings, and they could give money to the organization. So we are very, very lucky to have all of them. And as well, they are very professional. So they completely understand that they need this right. And this is deeply connected not only with gun rights, but with the private property rights, with the freedom rights. And so they are very smart. And thanks to them, we did all of this. I couldn't do it just alone.
Now, from what you've just said, am I correct in taking away from that, that if you had a typical member, he might be it would be a guy, and he might have his own business or be in a business, and he might be interested in having a shotgun for self-defense?
You are absolutely right. So these is people, they just, it's not about being like cool or just to have a gun for fun. For Russia, I could tell you, with the crime rate and with the wild animals in Siberia or Far East, to have a handgun or to have any type of gun, it's a question of survival. It's just not a question of having fun on the shooting range. It's really very serious here.
Interesting that you have managed then to get the castle doctrine as far as you have. Now, the hang-up then is Putin doesn't want to sign it. Is that the long and the short of it?
So usually they tell us that the reason is not in him, but this is just not so urgent question now, because, you know, the economical situation in Russia is very hard now, and this question with Ukraine is very hard. Oil prices, ruble fell down, and it's going to fall down again, as I see. So, like, it's not urgent question, but I disagree with that, because the question of your life and of the life of your family is the first number one question in any conditions, in any country in the world, because how you have a constitutional right to live, but how you could defend your life if you have a shotgun only at home. So what about the streets? What about women who are usually with children, and they are absolutely they cannot do anything if some criminal attacks them? What is actually happening all the time in Russia?
I guess it goes without saying, from what you've told us so far, that the idea of having a gun that I take from my home, maybe I can walk to my place of business. If I'm walking with that shotgun, can I walk with that shotgun if I'm not going to a shooting range or going hunting? Can I walk with that shotgun to my office?
it's a smart question because to go with your shotgun, you need a special license that this is for hunting. You go to the organization, it's state-owned organization. They have like hunting public organization, but it's not public, in fact, it's state-owned. But you have to go there and ask if you want to hunt. And when you go, if some policemen, they have right any time of the day, they will ask you, why do you have a gun? You should show this license, special license, that you are going to hunt with this gun, or you need a repair of your gun. And so the self-defense with this shotgun is only allowed at home. So, and you just imagine how to defend yourself with your shotgun on the street. It's dangerous for people around. So the smartest way is to allow people to have handguns. But the question, the answer is still no.
I can imagine all of the arguments. It's beginning to sound as if, whether it's in the United States or in Russia, the anti-armed citizen arguments are pretty much the same. They may have a different accent in Russia than they would over here, but the conclusion is going to be the same.
You're absolutely right. I have heard these arguments from the NRA conventions and what they are talking about, and this is close, but there is a difference that is very important to mention. Because when you are talking about gun rights in the United States, you are talking about freedom and the Second Amendment. When we are talking about gun rights in Russia, we usually use the arguments about defending your family, mm-hmm. the custom doctrine, defending your motherland, defending yourself. So it's like little different accent. So about you, it's about freedom. For Russia, it's all about defense. So you see, this is just a little bit different.
It is. And the pity is that even here, defenders of the of gun rights, of the Second Amendment, sometimes don't bring up what you just did, that it's all about freedom, that the other benefits of firearms ownership that we enjoy in the United States, be it sporting uses or self-defense uses, those are available to us because we have these tools for tyrant control. And I know that that's not a popular way to put it, probably be very unpopular in Russia as well. But certainly, even here, I got quite a bit of flack when I made statements to that effect to the New York Times during an interview. And when that got picked up by a member of Congress in Rolling Stone, a left-wing magazine. Wow, what a dust-up. In fact, we'll suspend right now, and we'll come back to that. We're talking with Maria Butina of Right to Bear Arms, and you can find them on Facebook. They have a lot of action going on there. We'll be back.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Maria Butina of Right to Bear Arms in Russia. And as she was explaining earlier, probably the easiest way to find them is to go to Facebook and search them up there. And they have a very active page there, it seems. So, and you answer questions and whatnot from people that are on your Facebook page, you were explaining. So, it's definitely not just a one-way flow of information. To go back to the point that we were discussing just as we headed into the break, when Rolling Stones picked up the New York Times interview with me, they also went up on Capitol Hill, and one of the folks with whom they spoke was a congresswoman from New York City, Carolyn Maloney, and she was just horrified that I had said to the effect that, more or less, that, yeah, we have a Second Amendment primarily because that's the way if anybody in government starts heading off in a tyrannical direction, we'll be able to keep them under control. Well, she thought that was just alarming as it could be, and she went and reported me to the Capitol Hill police. And wanted me to be visited or some sort of a restraining order. Who knows? But anyway, they said to her, well, Congresswoman, what he said is not an articulable threat against any individual. He was making a generalized statement, which we may or may not agree with. But, you know, it was not a specific reference to any particular person. And as I thought about that whole exchange and the Capitol Hill police response, which I thought was proper, it seemed to me that Maybe I should ask the congresswoman. She's retiring, alas. But if I were to have the opportunity, I'd like to find out if she had something specific in mind. Maybe she did have reason to think that it was an articulable threat. Because after all, if she were thinking of some kind of unconstitutional power grab, and there's all of us folks with our Second Amendment standing between her and power, well, yeah, I guess that would be kind of a personal threat then, wouldn't it? But, of course, that's what the Second Amendment is supposed to be. You thinking about grabbing unconstitutional power? Take it personally. We're probably not going to be encouraged to speak like that to Mr. Putin.
Yeah, you know that in Russia the system is very complicated, and I'm not sure that this is even the question of Putin personally, and he cares about this. I'm not sure, absolutely. This is like parliamentary level, and we hope, we have a hope, because next year we will have, as you, we will have an election. It will be our parliament election. It will be the lower chamber of Russian parliament, the State Duma, and probably new people who will come, they will understand this. And my small hope as well is that they will understand that this is voters, people who vote for them, and probably they will understand if they change the law, or they will tell that they will change the law and do it real, they will have more voters that are pro, like programs and pro their personally. We just hope so. And now, like step by step, we are talking through media about this. We have a lot of stars, so like celebrity in Russia. They are very famous here. They are pro-gun. And as well as we are talking with all types of churches in Russia. And I think next week we'll have an interview with Protestant church, with a pastor. He will tell us his position about that. We had interviews with Russian Orthodox Church about self-defense. And I think so. It's really long way, but we have to start with the first step.
Well, I'm glad we're having this conversation for another reason. And I'll make a note to send you a piece that we've got up on our website. I'll send you the link to it, dealing with the Bible and guns. What does the Bible say about using lethal force in self-defense? And turns out, after I did a rather exhaustive study of Old and New Testament references, it says an awful lot about using lethal force in self-defense, not in aggression, but in self-defense, where one's life is truly in danger, then lethal force is allowable in Scripture. And in fact, I came to the conclusion that it's probably even viewed as necessary, because from the biblical point of view, life is a gift of God. And for us to say, okay, criminal, we don't really think much about that. You can do what you want. We're just available for you to come and rape and steal and assault, and hey, it's all good. No, it's not all good. And the Bible says that's, in fact, offensive to God. And therefore, I don't even look at it from a biblical perspective as a right to keep and bear arms. My takeaway from that study was, biblically, it's an obligation to be able to effectively prevent assaults against our lives. Our lives, which are not ours, but given to us by God, as we read the Scripture. So I think there's an even more compelling case than even our Second Amendment, and it's a case that's available to any nation that has a Christian background, as certainly Russia does.
You're absolutely right, because we have the same Bible, and I just want to remind you about some very important thing that is written in the Bible about guns, because gun rights, they in fact began during the time of Jesus Christ. In Luke 22:36, Jesus told to his disciples during the Last Supper, "He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." And we should always remember this. And Jesus Christ was teaching, was trying to teach his followers that some human conditions will be with us always. And it doesn't matter in what country do you live. We are both Christians, and we should remember about that. And what is very interesting is the position of Russian Orthodox Church talking about self-defense. When I interviewed them, they told me that this is important because in our life, you must defend yourself because a lot of people's life depends on you, which means you are responsible for the life of your children, for the life of your mother, your father, your friends, and you cannot just do nothing because it seems to be a suicide if you don't protect yourself.
Right.
It's not right.
And so it's also what you're saying is very similar to the concept that we find in the Good Samaritan. So if you, in the case of the Good Samaritan, the guy was just lying there almost dead on the road. But I don't have any doubt that had the Good Samaritan come along when the bad guys were beating up on the Samaritan, he would have taken out his sword and come to their rescue, to the Samaritan's rescue. That's what guns in defense of life are all about, and that really does transcend government, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And this is the reason why we are talking with different types of communities. It's about and the church. It's very important. And now I should tell you that now we have like a rebirth of church, because in Soviet times, as you already know, we didn't have any traditions. And now I really see that people, they are going to, they are started again to celebrate Christmas in Russia. There are more churches now in Russia, and I'm very happy about that. Soviet time, they killed all traditions, but now it's much better. And we talk with different communities, and we have a special accent as well to like sports shooting organization, because there are a lot of people from the government. They are involved now. They like to shoot. And this is the best place to start the discussion that probably it might be better if you could have people who will be your competitors there, who will be really strong because they had their own guns, because you want to shoot in competitions with strong competitors. So it's like very hard dialogue. But, you know, it works because we have a result. 4 years ago, they did some state-owned agencies. They did surveys of population of Russia. What do they think about guns? Are they, do they pro-guns or anti-guns? And 4 years ago, we had only 14% of supporters. Now, just imagine, we have 44. So this is great in 4 years.
Tremendous growth in just a short period of time. And obviously, were it not for your organization, Right to Bear Arms, a lot of that would not be happening. Folks, you can find Right to Bear Arms on Facebook, and that's where Maria Butina puts a lot of information about what's happening in Russia. Maria, thank you so much.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.